Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Beis in Maseches Shabbos, the 94th daf in Shas. We pick up together five lines from the bottom on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Al Shalosh Averes Noshem Meses B'Shas Lidosan. There are three sins that cause a woman to die during childbirth. Al She'enan Zihiras B'Nida, if they're not careful in the halachos of Nida, B'Chala, on the mitzvah of Chala, U'Ba'adlokas HaNer, and lighting Shabbos candles. Of course, that's why it's brought up now in Perek Bamem Badlikin. Nida Maitaima. Why is a woman punished specifically in her childbirth for a lack of scrupulousness in Nida? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak answered, Hid Kilkala Bechedre Batana. She caused sin through the recesses of her stomach, in other words, due to her menstrual period. Fichach Tilke Bechedre Batana. And for that reason, she's punished in the recesses of her stomach, of dying during childbirth. Asks the Gemara, Tenach Nida, I understand Nida, the relationship between childbirth and Nida. Chalad v'adlokas ner ma'ikol memer, what's the relationship between the two? Answers the Gemara, Kid garish ahi ahu galila ala d'Rav Chizda. As a chacham from the Galil said in the name of Rav Chizda. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Revius dam nasati bechem. I gave you a revius of blood. Revius, of course, is a small measurement. Aliske dam hizarti eschem. And I also warned you about dam, about how to deal with dam appropriately. There, that being nida. Reishis karasi eschem. I called Klal Yisrael reishis. Reishis tfuasa, the pasuk Yirmiyahu describes. Aliske reishis hizarti eschem. And I warned you about something that also I refer to as reishis. And what's that? That is mitzvah of challah. Reishis harisa seichem tarimu sruma lashem, as Rashi delineates. Reishis izarti eschem. I warned you about the mitzvah of challah. Neshami neshasati bachem kriya ner. The neshama that I put inside of you is called a ner. As the pasuk in Shlei says, kiner Hashem nishmas adam. And al niske ner is arti eschem. I also warned you about keeping the candle properly. Imatem mekaimim oisam mutav. If you keep it properly, great. V'mlav harei nitzal nishmaseichem. And if not, I will take your neshama, which is called a ner. To understand this gemara, maybe we could add that there is a concept, as we find in Mishlei, zelu umazeh, that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes one thing opposite the other. Now, there are many things that Kodesh Baruch Hu creates to balance. One of those things opposite each other is that Kodesh Baruch Hu has an Olam HaElyon as well as an Olam HaTachlon, the upper world and the lower worlds. Every part of Kedusha that is created in the upper worlds has a corresponding force in the lower worlds. Maybe our Gemara is suggesting that the Ner in the physical world corresponds to the Ner in the spiritual world. In order for a person to actualize the potential of the spiritual world, he needs to manifest that physical manifestation in this world and to do it in an appropriate manner. So through Neros Shabbos, he is bringing about the physical manifestation of Ner, which is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to maintain the parallel to the real Ner, which is the Ner of the Neshama. The physical world will mirror that spiritual world. If he's not careful in it, so then that removes power from that notion in the spiritual world. Maybe that's the pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara now continues, U'mayishna b'shas leidasan, and what's unique specifically about childbirth, that's when the woman will die if she's not careful in it. Amarava, nafal tura, cheder l'sakina. When a ox falls down, so then in such a case, hadeid l'sakina, the knife is sharp and ready to cut. In other words, when the woman is already in a state of sakana, that is the time that she's most vulnerable to be punished for these averos. If a woman who is a shifcha is grabbed, tofis, on her averos, b'chad machter lahave, she'll be punished in one hit, in other words, during the shas leida. Rav Chizda Omar, Shav Geli Ravya Diminafshei Nafil. Ravoya means a drunkard. Let the drunkard go, and he'll fall by himself. So too, a woman who is about to give birth, she needs a tremendous rachmanas, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not
allow her to experience the miracle of birth, so many things could go wrong. Marukva, Amar Rav Ukva said a similar statement. Raya chagra v'izei rahatan. A blind shepherd, chagra is blind, and his goats are running around, he will not be able to control them. However, abav chutra mili. However, abav chutra mili, when the goat reaches the corral, there he will receive his cheshbon. So to a woman, when she's healthy, that mekatrek doesn't have enough koach to punish her, but chas v'chalila, during the time of childbirth, is an opportunity. Rav Papa Omar, abav chanvasa nefishi achei umerachame. At the entrance to a store where they're giving out a lot of things, there's a sense of brotherhood. Achve merachme. There's a lot of good feelings. Abba bizyone lo achiv lo rachme. But in places where there's poverty, there isn't a lot of good feeling between people. So too, this is a time where she could be punished because it's like abav bizyone. Asks the Gemara, this is all against the women. Where women are getting punished. The gavrei chamivdiki, and where do men become susceptible to be punished just like women are susceptible during childbirth? Amar Yishlokish b'shavsha ofrim ala geshe. At the time they pass over a bridge, it's easy to fall off. Ask the Gemara, geshe v'sulo? Does it only mean a geshe? Nothing else? Answers the Gemara, ema ke'en geshe. Anything like a geshe is an opportunity that is open for man to be punished. Rav lo yovar b'mavra, Rav would not go on a ship to Yosef Bey Akum, that Gentile was sitting. Dilma mifkad le dina, maybe he will be deserving of a punishment, aleha, umatfisna bade, and I will be grabbed along with it, and the boat will go down to punish him, and I will be swept along. The Gemara now quotes that Shmuel had a different approach. Shmuel lo avar el b'mavra d'isbayakum. Shmuel only went on a boat that had a Gentile with him. Amar sitna b'treyum alo shalat. The Satan doesn't rule over two nations. If the Gentile is worthy of punishment, then the Satan won't be able to send down the boat because I'm there. And if I'm worthy of punishment, then the Satan will not be able to send down the boat because the Akum is there. Rabbi Yanai did something different. Badik, he would check the ship to see if it's safe, va'avar, and then he would go on the ship. Rabbi Yanai l'tameh, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yanai is consistent with his reason. To Omar, he says in Tainis, lo'olam al yam odon makum sakana, lo'emer shoysen lo'ines. He shouldn't go into a place at Sakana and say that a nace will be done for him. Shema ein oisen lo'ines, because a nace might not be done for him. V'im oisen lo'ines, and if a miracle will be done, menakin lo'y mischiyosav, he'll have something taken away from his chuyos in heavens. He will have to use some of his merits on this world. Amar Rabbi Chanan says that this is pshat by Yaakov Avinu, who says, katointi mikol ha-chasodim mikol ha-emes. Become small because of the chesed and the emes. Rashi al-Torah brings us that he is afraid that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done for him made him less worthy to be protected from Esav. Rabbi Zeir b'yom deshusa, on a windy day where the wind was coming from the south. Wow, how this Gemara is so eerie a couple days after Hurricane Sandy. Loi nafik lebeine dikla. He wouldn't go out amongst the trees lest they fall on top of him and kill him. Rabbi Yitzchak prayed to Yehuda. Loi lemi vakesh adam rachmim shelo yichale. Person should always ask never to get sick. Shimi chale, because if he will get sick, omrim lo havei schus v'hipater. They say in heavens, let's give him a schus to exempt him from the sickness, but he will lose a schus. Omrim mar ukva maikra ki yipol hanofel mimenu. The Torah describes that you need to make a ma'aka, a gate, on top of your roof, lest ki yipol nofel mimenu. So says the Gemara, Mimenu lovi raya. You're going to need a raya from him to save him. In other words, once he's up there, he's going to need a raya to save him if he falls. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel taught, Ki yupal hanofel mimenu. The Torah refers to falling of the nofel. Sounds like he has this identity of being a nofel. Why is he referred to as the nofel? Answers the Gemara, Roi zelipo misheshes mebreshes.
This guy already was supposed to fall. It was destined already from the beginning of creation. Sherei lo nafal. He did not fall yet. Vakosav koro nofel. And yet, the moment we describe him falling, he already has this identity of the one who fell, or the one who falls. Ela must be the following. Now we're going to learn the Gemara as the Pshat, according to the Iyun HaYakov. Ela shemegaglin schus al yidei zakoi vechova al yidei chayev. The schus of the fellow who did not fall, that schus is rolled to him by the zakoi. The zakoi is the one who did the appropriate thing and put up the ma'aka. So this fellow who was supposed to fall was a nofel. He was supposed to fall. Whether he was going to be protected by the ma'aka depended on whether he's going to be able to have a gilgul schus from the balabais. The chova, and the one who does fall, al yidei chayiv, is a chov that was rolled to him by the one who was chayiv, the balabais, and he did not, hence that person fell off the roof. It's good to hang around people who have zechuyos, because through that one could be megalgel zechus al yidei zakoi, and nachas v'chalil, the opposite, chov al yidei chayiv. It seems Rashi is driving in that direction as well, of this pshat, in Dibra Maskel Ayidei Chayef. Mark continues, Tana Rabbana, Misha Chalav Enota Lomus, a person is sick and is hovering towards death. Omrim lo hisvade, they should tell him to do vidui, shekein kol hamumsim misvadin, because all those who die do vidui. Rashi understands that what that means is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, that once a person does vidui, then by definition they have some type of chelik in Olam Haba. Adam Yotze Lishuk, when someone goes to the marketplace, there are often fights, and a person could get hurt being in the middle of them. Rashi explains that there are fights there. Presumably that's what Rashi means. You Damov Kemishin Imsar Lisardiot. So for that reason, a person should view himself as if he has to go in front of a judge. In other words, he could be punished over there. There might be two ways of understanding this Gemara. Either that he won't be hurt in a fight over there, or he himself would be pulled into a fight, and machlokis, in many ways, is worse than physical punishment. Chosh Berosho, if he has a headache, Yidom Abeinu Kemishin Esnu Bekola. He should look at it as if he has been put into a chain. In other words, he is being brought to judgment as a prisoner. Olo lemita v'nafal, if he went to a bed because he was sick, yidom abeinav kimoshalu legardom. He should view himself as if he was taken up to a serious court case. Gardom is where they would judge capital punishment cases. Lidon to be judged. Im yeshal praklitin gedolim, if he has good defense attorneys, nitzal. Vim lav eina nitzal. He'll be saved with good defense attorneys, but he'll be punished if he does not have good defense attorneys. What does that mean? Ve'elein prakliten shel adam. What are his defense attorneys? Tshuva ma'isim tovim. He could have tshuva on his side and good actions. Afilu tshameos v'tishim melamdim alav chova. Even if there are 999 that are saying bad things about him, ve'echem lav alav schus, but he has one that says his schus nitzel, he could be saved. He's saved. Shenemar, as the pasuk Niyo says, im yeshalav malach melitz echad mini elif lahagadol adam yoshev yichanenu vayomer podeu mirede shachas. The pasuk explicitly states that one malach can save a person and grant him favor and redeem him from going into the depths of destruction. Rabbi Elazar ben Yosef Rabbi Yosef Glini Amar fil chameos v'tishim v'shev ba'osa malach lechova. Even if the one malach who says the good things has 999 bad things to say, but has one good thing to say, nitzel, then he will be saved. Shnemer melitzechad mine elaf. We go back to the concept that we had learned in the Mishnah of shalosh averos nashim mesos b'shas leidosan. However, here the Braisa teaches the concept of our Mishnah in a different way. Tana Rabbanan shalosh averos nashim mesos yoldos. There are three averos which women die when they are yoldos, when they are young women. What does that mean? Rabbi Lazar Oimer, noshim mesos yulados, that there are women who die young, and not only during the time of their childbirth. Rabbi Acha Oimer, Rabbi Acha says, for what sin?
Ba'avon shemechapsos soas b'neim b'Shabbos, that they clean out the stains of their sons on Shabbos, for that they are punished even with Misa. They are over the malacha of Libun. V'yeshar mal shekarn la'aron hakodesh arna. And some say it's because they refer to the Aron HaKodesh as Arna and not Aron HaKodesh. In other words, they don't show the Aron. It's almost a Freudian slip for not showing Torah enough kavod.
Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Ba'avon Shnei Dvarim Amrei Haratzos Meisim. For two averos, the masses, the nations, common folk, die. Al shekaron the aron kodesh arna, as we mentioned before about the women. Val shekaron the beis haknesses bayis beisam, one for calling the aron hakodesh arna, and the other for calling the beis haknesses beisam, the house of the people. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Amar shlosha bodki meisa nivru beisha. There are three periods when a woman is tested to be punished by death. Vamri la shlosha divke meisa, and some say it's three things that have attached to it and bring close the Misa. Nida v'chal v'adlokas aner. Chodek Reb Lazar v'chodek Rabbanan.
The Nusach that has Dovki is following the opinion of Rebbe Elazar that says that due to the Raveiros they die when they're young. Lav Dafka b'shas birth. In other words, these three things attached to it, if one is not careful, is Misa. And the other opinion is Bodki Misa. And that follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, who say, specifically during the times of Sakana, that a woman is checked, and therefore these are times that are Bidki Misa, that a woman is checked during the times of our Mishnah. Of Sakana, of childbirth, that's when these threes are Bidki Misa.
Tanya, the Gemara continues on the bottom line, Lam Beis Amid Aleph, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hilchas Hegdish, Trumas Amaisris, Hein Hein Gufei Torah. The halachos of Hegdish, Trumas, and Maisos are the essence of Torah, are the body of Torah. V'nimsuru la'amei aretz. And they are given over to the amei aretz. Rashi explains that Beis Din wasn't left in charge of these halachos. They're essential for Torah. It seems to me that the Gemara is bringing out that Gufei Torah, the essence of Torah, is given over to all of Klal Yisrael, and not, Chas v'Chalila, only leaving left to the Kohanim and Bezdin, but every single Jew is connected to Gufei Torah. V'amevin Yavin, different than other world religions that weren't Zocha to the Emes of Torah. Tanya Reb Nasan Omer, Bavoy Nidor Mesa Isha Shel Adam. Due to the sin of vows, a man's wife can die. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Imein lechol l'shalem." If you're not going to pay back what you've promised, lo miikach mishkavcha mitachtecha, then why would he not take from you your mishkav, which is your wife? Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, "Bavoy nedarim bonim mesim kishen ktanim." Someone didn't fulfill his nedarim, his children die when they're young. Shnema al titein espicha lachti espesarcha v'al tomar d'fnei hamalach kishgogahi lomi iktsoif alakim al koylecha v'chibel es maasei yodecha. The pasuk is quite explicit for punishment for someone who uses his mouth to sin. Ezein maasei yodov shel adam. What are the averos of maasei yodov? Havayomer, excuse me, the punishment of maasei yodov. Havayomer banu b'noisei shel adam. They are the sons and daughters of a man. Tanur Rabbanan, Bavoin Nadarim, Banim Mason, the Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, Amr, Bavoin Bittul Torah. So the first opinion says the due to sin of Nadarim, some say it's Bittul Torah. Bishlein, Mandarim, Bavoin Nadarim, Kedam Arn. El Mandarim, Bavoin Bittul Torah, Micro. What's the source? The Pasuk Yirmiyahu says, Lashavi Kesi Espenechem Musar Loi Lakachu. Did I kill your children for Stam? Musar lo lakachu. They didn't take Musar. The Torah is referred to as Musar, as the pasuk in Mishlei describes Shema, meaning Busar Avicha, and Lekach as well is referred to as Torah. So this assumption here of this pshat is that Shema, meaning Busar Avicha, refers to Torah in general. Even the man d'amar who learns that it's Avon Nedarim that causes the children to die, he also learns from the same pasuk, Lashavi Kesi Espenechem What does it mean? Lashav ikeses bnechem al iske shav, for being involved in iske shav, and that is not fulfilling what you say. Now the Gemara analyzes. We quoted both Rebbe as well as Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and they said different things. Michti Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, I knew Rebbe the same person. The Rebbe, three lines above, we saw said the punishment is bavon nedarim. Kamar, didn't he say above? Answers the Gemara, bus, and as opposed to what we said now, that's bavon bittel Torah. Answers the Gemara, bus the Shem Rabbi Lazar Shimon pligi ba. After he heard from Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon, then he came over to that position, and that is avon nedarim. Originally, he thought it was avon bittel Torah, that's the punishment. And then he agreed with Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon. The Gemara records that other Tanoim disagreed about this as well. Pligi bar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yosi. There's a machlokes from Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yosi. Chano mer bavon mezuzah. One says du taver of mezuzah. In other words, not having a mezuzah on one's house. The Maral is quoted from the Chiddush Agos Gadus as saying that banim are also the essence of a person's house. That's what he's making a bias for. So if chas v'chalila, his physical house is not taken care of, his spiritual house of his children will also chas v'chalila be punished. Chadam b'avom mezuzah v'chadam b'avom b'til Torah. The man d'amr b'avom mezuzah mikra nedrish l'fanav v'lo l'fnei l'fanav. We darsh in the pasuk before and not extremely before it. What is that referring to? Explains Rashi. The pasuk l'man yirbu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem. The pasuk tells us how to have long life and for one's children to live a long life. The pasuk beforehand was talking about mezuzah, so if chas v'chalila he's nichshal, so then, in not having mezuzah, then he won't have. L'man yirbu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem. That's only if you look back one pasuk. But v'lo l'fnei fanav. But what happens if you look back even beforehand? Then the pasuk says, v'limatem osan es b'neichem. The Torah speaks about Talmud Torah. So l'man damar v'om b'til Torah, mikra nidrish l'fanav v'lfnei fanav. You also go back to the aveira, chas v'chalila b'til Torah. Gemara continues. We had a similar chos from Rabbi Yehuda, whether children died because of mezuzah, as one said tzitzis. Especially man dar mevom mezuzah k'sivu savta mezuzah pesachol k'sibasrei l'man yibu yimeichem yimeivineichem, as we spelled out earlier. El man dar mevom tzitzis my time. Or what's the reason if the avera is a lack of scrupulousness when it comes to tzitzis? Amrav kanav yitema shila mari d'chsiv, as a pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, gam b'nukofecha nimtzu dam nefashos evyonim nikiyim. Literally, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is saying that even on your garments is the blood of innocent poor people. Chazal understand another level to the pasuk. Gam b'knofecha, says Rashi, b'shvil knofecha shebitalta mitzvasam, that you are mevatel the mitzvahs. So due to the fact that you weren't mekayim the mitzvah on the knaf, of course that is the mitzvah al kanfei bigdechem, the mitzvah of tzitzis, then you will find on there the dam chas v'chalila of your children. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar L'man D'Amar B'Avo Mezuzah Na Mi'Hacha. We could also learn from that pasuk in Yom Dichsiv, lo b'machteres mitzasem. Literally the pasuk means that you didn't find this blood of people when they were breaking in to steal from you, to attack you. Chazal darshin sha'asu psachim kimachteres, that you made your openings like areas that people break in. You acted as if it's a hole that's broken into a wall, and not chayiv in mezuzah, but it really was chayiv in mezuzah. Rashi seems to say that if there's no ptsimim, which the simplest way of translating, although it's not precise, is a frame to the door, is going to be exempt from mezuzah, and you acted as if it was exempt, like a machteris that doesn't have tzimim. Amar Reish Lakish, kol azar b'tzitzis zoichem misham shen loy, beiz alofim v'ches meos avadim. He's also that he has 2,800 avadim serve him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Zechariah says, koyim mashem tzvokas boim heima, sheyachziku asar anashim kol ashonis haglaim, v'yachziku b'knaf ish yudi, leimar nelcha imachem. They will grab on to Lasa Lavo, they'll grab onto the clothes of the Jews and say, we wanna go with you. Rashi explains we darsh in the following, that there'll be 10 people from every Lashon. That's what the Pasuk says, Asara Nashim Kol Lashons. How many Lashons are there? 70. 70 times 10 is 700. Now for each corner, there are four corners. So that's 4 times 700, which is 2,800.
Gemara continues with further agata. It gives a simon in the agadita. Simon of Averos that will get these terrible punishments are Sana, which refers to Sinaschinam, Chala, Truma, Nigzeles, Gzela, Dina, Shvua, Shifuchta, that's Shvichas Damim, Giluyas, Gilura, Arise, Vinavlusa, and Nivol, Peh, using the mouth inappropriately, as the Gemara is about to darshan. Tanya Rabbi Nachemya, Oimer, Bavoin Sinaschim, Meriva, Rabba, Besoich, Besoich, Shel Adam. Due to hatred of baseless hatred of other Jews, then there will be hatred and fighting in his house. Vishtom apels nafon, and his wife will have miscarriages. Ubarim noisav shaldim mason kishen tanim, and his children will die when they're young. Lozer Yehuda imer bavoin chala ein bracha b'mechunas. Rashi explains that is storage houses. Eira refers to the gates where he buys and sells. Mishtalachas. Basha'arim, he will be cursed in the price of wine. Zorin Zoram v'achirim ochlin, he will plant, and others will eat from what he planted. Shneemar, as the Tocha says, Afani yezos zos lochem v'ifkati aleichem behelas ha-shechafs v'sakadachas michlos einayim v'divas nofesh uzratem l'rig zarachem v'achlu o'ayveichem. Your enemies will eat your food. This is a pasuk that we should all be familiar with from Parshas Bechukai. So here, Chazal Darshan, Al Tikri Behela Ela Bechala, that Vivkat Elechem Bechala, that I will punish you for the Aveira of Chala. Vim Noisnim, but if a person gives Chala Misparch and they receive a bracha, Shnema Rishas Arisasechem Titnu Lakain, Laniach Bracha El Beisecha. Pasuk in Yecheskel says Beferish, that if you give, you take away the Chala, you give it to the Kohen, you will bring bracha to your house. Bavon Bittul Trumas Umaisris, Gemara continues, the aver bittul of not fulfilling Trumas Umaisris Shemaim Netzar Melahor Ital Umotar. The heavens begin to stop lowering its rains. Hayokar Avi, and then everything becomes expensive. Vasochar Oved, and people begin to make less profits. Beirats and Achar Parnasasamim, again, people run after their Parnasa and it won't be found. Economists would probably appreciate this Gemara as a description of a scary inflation. Shenemar, as the Pasuk describes in Iyov Tziyogam Choyim Yigzulu Mimei Sheleg Shal Chotu. My Mashma, how do you see it from the Pasuk? Tanu Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel explained this Pasuk. Vishvil Dvarim Shetzivi Eschem. The thing, because of what I commanded you, here Chazal are taking the word Tziya as Tziva. The Mosachama, during the time of the summer, which is the time to bring in fruits, v'lo asisem, what is that, the mitzvos of that time? That is Trumas and Maisris. Yigzulu mikem, mei sheleg, b'mosach shem. You will not get the sheleg, that's hence yigzulu mei sheleg, you won't get the snow of the winter. Here snow doesn't only mean snow, but it means rain as well. V'mnoisnin, but if you give Trumas and Maisris m'sparchim, you will receive bracha shnemar, as the Pasuk Malachi says, if you is kol ma'aser beis ha'otzer, Vihi teref bivesi. Ubechanuni no bezois amar shem tzivakos. Teref bivesi means food for the Kohanim. If the Kohanim will get food, the Pasuk continues. Lo eftach lechem, will I not open for you as a rubas hashemai v'rekais lechem brocha ad blidai? I will send to you brocha until blidai, until there isn't enough. Mayad blidai amar rabbi rami barav. Samar Goris Reb Chama, Achi Yiblu Sisaisechem Iloimer, die. That your mouth will be full of saying, enough, I don't need more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me so much. This Bezer Hashem concludes the beautiful Agadita from Daf Lamed Beis, and now Bezer Hashem, we go out on to the Halacha section from today's Daf. Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis is a tragic one, and that is Chas V'Chalila, if a parent loses a child, do they say Kaddish Li'ilui Nishmasam? The Gemara describes on the top of Lamed Beis, that Chas V'Chalila, a parent could lose a child due to their Averas. It told us, Bavon Nedarim Bonim Mesim, someone didn't fulfill Nedarim, the Chas V'Chalila, children can die due to that. There was an opinion of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi that thought that it would be relate as well to Bittul Torah. The Gemara quotes an opinion that says Bavon Mezuzah. Then the Gemara quotes other Averis as well, like Chala and Truma and Chas V'Chalil Sinas Chinam, all can bring about a severe and a punishment that's Efshar L'Ta'er. It's impossible to even explain, and that is the death of children. In the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev and Simon Reish Aleph, Rav Zev ben Matisyo, Rav Binyamin Zev ben Matisyo, who was a Rav in northern Greece in the first half of the 16th century, he quotes a very important medrash, which is the source that many bring for Kaddish, and that is Rabbi Akiva saw a tormented neshama, and he asked the neshama what to do for it, and the neshama told him that if his son says Kaddish for him, so then in such a case that zechus will save him from his torment. Shuvas Binyamin Zev brings this story with Rabbi Akiva, this medrash in detail, that the child of the snifter didn't even know how to read, and Rabbi Akiva taught him how to read and to say Baruch Hu and to daven, and ultimately, after he taught him how to say Kaddish, the neshama came to him and said that he was freed from these Yisurim. What we see from this is the idea that we have in Perichelik, writes the Binyamin Zev, Bra Mezaka Abba, that a son could provide Zechuyos for a father. The Binyamin Zev claims, however, Abba Lo Mezake Bre. We don't find in the opposite direction that a father is Mezake a son. Similarly, if we look in our Gemara, we see the notion that children die due to Averos of the parents. If anything, the parents' tefillah isn't necessarily a zechus for the child. This is the argument that is advanced in the Sefer Nishmas Yisrael in the name of the Satmar Rebbe, the Divrei Yoah. And he found Makar in our Gemara. However, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Shavus Yaakov, he disagrees. And he already quotes that there were customs where a father said Kaddish over a child. And he says it's only because when it comes to Yishmael and Esav, that we know that they were Rishonim, so then the Medrash speaks about them not saying Kaddish for Avram and Yitzchak respectively. However, if there's no reason to believe that the parent brought this onish, Chas V'Chalila, on their children, so in such a case, there could be very well a zchus that the parents can bring to the children, as we have an idea. Zchus avos lo tama, the Shvus Yaakov is quoted as saying that that applies as well between the average father and child, and not only for Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Sefer Kolbo al Avelus, which was written by Yuxiel Greenwald in Columbus, Ohio. I know there's some listeners who listen to this in Ohio. He was a Rav many years ago in Ohio and wrote a very thorough book on Avelus called Kolbo al Avelus. He found that Tosis and Sotan Daf Yud Amebeis says, like the Shvus Yaakov, that only by a child who is a father who is an Oved Avodah Zarah, we have a rule Ein of Matzil Es Beno. However, there are Zchuyos for any other type of father, and therefore there's room for the father to say Kaddish. He quotes also the Sefer El Yozuta, which is in the back of the Sefer of the Levush, quotes a disagreement between father of a Nifter and the other Avelim that didn't want the father to say Kaddish, and the father wanted to say Kaddish. Then they said that the correct approach is with the Avelim, and they searched for a Pshara. However, it seems that if there's no protest, the Kolbo in Avelus goes with the Shvus Yaakov, and not like the approach of the Satmar Rebbe, provided that there's some type of schus that the father has, going with the Tosis and Sota, that it's only an Oved Avodah Zarah, we say Ein Av Matzil Es Benoi. In other words, if the son was not a Baal Avodah Zarah, then there is schuyos that the father will be able to give the son. Finally, I'd like to point out that this statement that we quoted earlier from the Binyamin Zev, that Av Mezake Al Yidei Beno, but Abba lo mezake bra, is of course a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kuf Dalid Amid Aleph, and hence we made reference, the Gemara over there speaks about that Avram Avinu was not able to be Matzil Yishmael, and Tosis in Sota, that the Kolbo found, points out that that only applies to a child that's a real Rasha. So in a case, a child does not fall into that category, then it seems that there would be an inyan for the parent to say Kaddish for the child, Chas v'chalila, in that event. This concludes the painful subject that emerges from the painful Gemara on Lamed Beis and Mebeis.